Tomorrow, the Nobel Peace Prize will be formally presented in Norway to this year's three winners. As you might recall, they're all women. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and peace activist Lema Bowie from Liberia and Tawakkol Karman from Yemen. She is the first Arab woman to win the prize, and at the age of 32, she is also the youngest winner to date. Her rise to worldwide prominence is closely linked to the anti-government protest movement in Yemen. Reporter Asia Bundawi recently met Karman in New York and tells us her story.
Tawakkol Karman looks like an average Yemeni woman, petite, unimposing, wrapped in a black abaya with her husband standing nearby. But Karman is far from average. She has an easy, relaxed presence about her. She's quick-witted and jokes about her broken English, then kindly teases her husband about his. And for years now, Karman has been one of Yemen's leading grassroots activists. She's fought for the rights of women and freedom of speech. And last January, when the Arab Spring swept through the Middle East, Karman and a couple hundred students from Sana'a University began a sit-in at Change Square. The regime publicly slandered her, and Sana'a clerics blamed her for ruining the morality of women. But after a few months, hundreds of thousands of Yemenis in cities from Aden to Taiz had joined the revolution in demonstrations like this one, calling for the overthrow of the regime. Tawakkol has been dubbed the mother of the revolution, and when she speaks, people listen. At a recent protest in front of the United Nations in New York, Tawakkol led a group of Yemenis in chants against the regime. Some had come from across the country to see her. One woman who drove from Chicago to meet Karman embraced her and began to cry. Since being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, Karman has traveled from Doha to D.C. to generate international pressure on the Saleh regime.
I am here, you know, to tell the whole world, to tell the people who believe in freedom that my people, our people in Yemen, they know, they sleep in the streets since 9 months. These great people, you know, deserve freedom. So this is the thing that I will tell people here. And also I want to tell people in Sana'a that you are not alone. There is a big people here. They believe in your freedom and their rule starts now.
Saleh recently agreed to step down as president in exchange for immunity. Karman and her followers argue that's not enough because Saleh's cronies, including his son and other family members, remain in power. Some longtime Yemeni opposition leaders, however, support the deal, and that's created a real rift in the anti-Saleh movement.
The opposition were never the voice of the revolutionaries.
Opposition parties.
That's Raja Adebani, a Yemeni-American who flew to Sana'a to join the youth revolution on the ground and who has protested alongside Karman.
The people who are signing the GCC deal, those are people who are looking for their own interests. And we've always seen clashes between the revolutionaries on the ground and those leaders. And the revolutions have always made it clear they are not representative of who we are, our demands, or anything like that.
This sentiment, shared by many, had the potential to also put Tawakkol Karman at odds with demonstrators. While she's been a leader of the youth movement since the start of the revolution, Karman is also a leading member of the Islah Party, the main Islamist opposition party in Yemen. The established opposition is now negotiating for a seat at the table with the regime, while young revolutionaries camped out in Change Square are demanding that the whole regime give up power. Karman has been criticized for her dual role as a leader of the youth movement and a member of the opposition. But Adebani says Karman has proved herself time and time again. She recalls one particular demonstration in Sana'a.
I got a call and they're like, Tawakkol is leading the march, her and a bunch of women and the youth are behind them and they're marching. And we're running, yeah, and then we hear shots. She was suffocating from tear gas, and they take her to the makeshift hospital. She's okay, and then she comes right back, and then it's just going back and forth. She's proven to us on the ground that at the end of the day, she has our best interests at hand. She put her life on the line and completely made enemies of every opposition leader at the square.
Karman has criticized her party for going against the young demonstrators' demands. A woman in a sea of men, she has also defied religious and cultural gender constraints and has consistently called out both her own party and the regime for underestimating the role women have played in this revolution.
Now there is a new century. Woman isn't just victim. She can save life. She can be revolution. She can step down the regimes and she also can build her countries. So the bad view, the bad image about women finish. Arab woman, and especially Yemeni woman, they are so strong. Yeah. She can do many things. She can do change. She can catch on her dream. She can build everything that she wants.
In a country where women often marry too young, where there are three times as many weapons as people, and where men and tribes call the shots, Tawakkul Karman has broken a myriad of stereotypes about Arab and Yemeni women and has emerged as one of the Arab Spring's most prominent activists. For The World, I'm Asya Bundawi in New York.
We have pictures of Tawakkul Karman at the demonstration in New York. They're in a slideshow at theworld.org.